It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Woo! Yes, indeedy! Oh, Chicago. Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
It's like a dumb wheel of fortune out here. It's so fun.
There is dumb stuff happening all around us. We believe the world is getting dumber. We always like to honor those that have come before us.
For the listener at home, I'm literally setting the stage.
Dan is...
while this show starts.
So we wanted to talk about our old friend Jan Flato.
Jan Flato.
This is his start off.
You guys know who Jan Flato is.
For those of you who don't know, just picture a frog who basically is Vern Lundquist.
Imagine if a frog who was Vern Lundquist worked at the Guitar Center. That's who this guy would be.
And there are just, we just sit and think about, there are, you know, like, what are some
truisms about Jan Flato and Flato, however you want to call him. And that's how we like to start off every live show, is just expressing some truisms about a man.
And it's really our love for the man known as Jan Flato. Right.
Like, for example, Jan Flato supports the war, but not the troops.
Jan Flato gives U.S. bonds as birthday gifts just so he can make the joke, I bet this thing matures before you do.
Jan Flato's dick pics are all taken on Google Earth.
When Jan Flato gets asked, who did your hair? He says, the wind. Jan Flato shows up at your house for a party an hour early and leaves 3 hours too late.
Jan Flato put an aftermarket cup holder on his rascal.
Jan Flato just got offered a position in the Trump administration. He turned it down.
Turned it down. Jan Flato just blocked two people on MySpace.
When Jan Flato throws up, he holds his own hair.
To Jan Flato, all soap is shampoo, but not all shampoo is soap.
Jan Flato got kicked out of a water park in 1987, and he's still wearing the bracelet that got him in.
Jan Flato, on more than one occasion, has hit into a foursome ahead of him on a mini golf course.
Jan Flato has found a motorcycle in a parking lot and pretended to ride it.
Without starting it.
Jan Flato will give a standing ovation for a baked Alaska.
At every concert Jan Flato sneaks into, he asks the merchandise person, do you have these without sleeves?
Jan Flato is now a character in Pokemon Go named Mulletmon.
Jan Flato celebrates Black Thursday.
Jan Flato has a coin clip.
Why don't you finish it off, Rand?
Jan Flato likes to end his tweets with the hashtag #Me3.
And that's a little Jan Flato. Alright.
Love you, Jan.
Love it. Every time.
I think we gotta bring our guests on now. He's tremendous. He is a...
I would say he is comedy royalty.
Agreed. Here in Chicago. And if you watch a little program named Veep, he is on that show. And he plays Selena Meyer's ex-husband. Please give it up for the amazing Dave Pasquese! Thank you.
A great game.
Have a great game.
Dave's here.
The best. Dave, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
We're great.
We're good. I know you. I know we just introduced you to Jan Flato downstairs, but he's a lovely man.
He seems like a heck of a guy. And those are some great... Jan Flato dances as though everyone's watching. I came up with one.
All the time.
I knew you could do it.
A little self-conscious. Okay. Well,
he came in hot.
He's one of the best improvisers around. We are so happy he's here with us. And I just want to jump into a story. Dan, should we do it?
Let's do it.
What do you guys say? Okay. Let's do it.
All right, first let me ask, how many townies here brought stories? Hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
okay,
seven.
Good.
For the listener at home, I counted. So, good. We will have that happen later on, but let's do a story. Sent in by, to prove I'm not a professional, forgot to copy and paste it. Let me know if it's you. Here we go. What better town to talk about when you're in Chicago? Green Bay.
Oh. That's where this took...
You understand there's a rivalry? Okay, there you go. We're explaining that today.
There's a rivalry between... All right.
All right, ready?
When I was a kid, my next door neighbor moved in, and then for my birthday gave me a Packers helmet.
What?
Yeah. And I'm still to this day not sure if he was just fucking with me, or if he didn't know. You don't do that.
No, you don't do that.
He's gonna wait till his deathbed and be like, "Did you like that one?" With his last breath, just laughing.
That would be great, though, if he died. He looked at you and was like, "It was a bit." That's sitting on it. Okay, ready?
Yep.
I know I say this a lot, guys, but we really only need the first sentence.
Okay.
Journalism at its finest.
A man who claimed he stole cars to impress his son will spend 3 years on probation.
Look, I have a son. I want to impress him all the time.
You're going to steal cars?
I don't think I've ever thought of stealing a car to impress my child.
Like the opening of Michael Jackson's Bad. He was just telling his son, like, I'm cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out here. I'm woke.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, that doesn't mean you commit crimes. You don't know what it means.
You try and steal a car. Dad, I'm six.
But the kid who's actually impressed by that.
Yeah. That's a great kid. That's a fantastic kid.
That's a nice kid, man.
That's a really good kid. How many cars did he steal? Three?
No, I haven't told
him. Okay, all right, fine. Because I imagine he steals like two cars and the kid's like, I'm kind of on board.
Keith Dart.
Which I drove a Heath Dart for two
terrible
years.
Terrible brakes.
Horrible. Terrible. Did you say no brakes whatsoever?
Terrible brakes.
That's also one of those names you know he's every time someone calls to him, it's first and last name. Keith Dart! Hey, Keith Dart! Hey, guys, Keith Dart's here!
Who's here?
Did I tell you what Keith Dart did?
No. No, you did not tell us what Keith Dart did.
Keith Dart will also spend 7 months in jail for those car thefts and for two misdemeanor drug possession charges, a.k.a. coolest dad.
Yeah. The drugs were to impress his daughter. But right.
You know how sometimes you meet people from Wisconsin and before you ask, you can tell they used to live in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of this, these charges were brought down by Brown County Judge John Zakowski.
Yeah. It's definitely a Chicago transplant.
Yeah, like he was born in an alley on 81st and Stoney.
I was going to say he was born in like a meatpacking plant.
Yes.
And like rubbed his ears off or something.
Keith Dart told investigators...
Is his name Heath or Keith?
With a K.
Keith. Okay, with a K. All right. Well, that's not so bad.
Keith Dart told investigators...
How do you mean that's not so bad?
Thank you. It was one
of... It's a long way from Heath. I mean, Heath...
Dave, I was going to let it go, but I'm glad you didn't.
Heath is a bit exotic.
Heath, like, is a date raper. Keith is someone who steals a car to impress his kid. It's a very different situation.
He told investigators, which to me, I hope he was like, I'm gonna level with you guys. I'm a cool dad. He committed the thefts in September 2016 out of desperation to impress his runaway son.
By the way, can I say Runaway Son, my favorite Julia Roberts movie.
My favorite Soul Asylum song.
But if he's...
Were you in that? Were you in Runaway Son?
I was up for a couple. If he's runaway...
How does he know?
Yeah,
how do you contact a runaway son? Runaway son.
Look,
we're now singing Soul
runaway
Asylum.
Runaway son, river coming back. Maybe he was like, his plan was, what's my kid like to do? Collect football cards? Nope. Steal cars. I'll steal cars. He's probably an avid reader of the newspaper. What? When I get arrested, he'll be like, that's a bet. I'm going home. Guys, I gotta go.
I gotta go. Just in time for him to go to prison.
Your Honor, if it's a crime to steal automobiles in order to impress my son and mm-hmm. also minor drug charges... Then I'm guilty.
No, yeah, it is.
That is, of those things are crimes. Yes, you are guilty. Sentencing is next month. Yeah. You just admitted to all those crimes.
So that's how you're pleading?
Okay, I'd like to strike that.
No, it's already been said. Sir, if leaving a bag in the airport alone is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Also, in Dumb People Town, three judges.
Yeah, three judges. It's more of a tribunal.
Yeah. Everything's by committee.
Yes, in Green Bay, everything is by committee. Everyone's a shareholder. All right.
So he did this out of desperation to impress his runaway son, who was 16 at the time. You know, car impression age.
Yeah. By the way, at some point, I have a daughter who's about to turn 13. I feel like for the next 10 years, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's nothing I can do that will impress her. Like, she's going to hate us.
Like, maybe steal a cruise ship.
Yes! I gotta steal the diarrhea ship in order to get...
Well, we just had this with my nephews, where some of them are starting to get too cool for me, like they don't want to go to the movies with me and stuff like that. So, and I said to my mom, I go, yeah, they're too cool. Like, they're starting to be too cool. And she goes, don't worry, they come back. And I was like... And then I looked at where I was when she said that, and I was watching House Hunters drinking red wine and playing cards with my Aunt Connie and my mom Diane, and I was like, we do come back.
We do that. Yeah. We do.
Yep.
We really do
come back. We come way back. Like, we're not even halfway. We meet our parents
all the way
where
back.
They are.
Yeah. Dan would steal a car for his mom's
look. 100%.
You would steal a box of Zinfandel for your mom.
It's pronounced Zinfandel.
Right. Hey, if it's in a box, it rocks. Okay, so I own that saying. I just made it up and I own it. Dart told investigators...
That's Keith Dart?
That is Keith Dart, yeah. Sorry.
Not some dirtbag like Heath. Yeah. No.
Dave was just clarifying. It could have been Heath.
That happens to him a lot.
We don't know the kid's name.
Right, that happens to him a lot. He's like, Your Honor, I, Keith, not Heath Dart. He said he was afraid his son was addicted to the meth and admired people... We don't know for sure.
We don't
know. This isn't about him.
Wait a minute. You're saying this is Wisconsin and not Chicago and they talk about the meth?
Yeah, I know. And that his son admired people who lived the, quote, thug life and would no longer talk to him. What are you going to do, Keith?
I'm going to get in that thug life.
You know, I got to do what my boy wants.
Oh, yeah, you got to go get it.
You know, then you'll lose them, and then they don't come back if you don't steal a car for their love. I got an Astro van that I stole yesterday.
Wait, are you the dad for Making a Murder right now?
Yeah. You know what? We all are.
We all are. And I want to take you out to my tomato garden.
Don't get strange.
Don't get strange with me.
For the listener at home, go watch Making a Murderer. So, here we go. This is where it gets, we're peeling onion. Keith Dart, with a K, said he created an alter ego who committed crimes so his son would think he was cool and start talking to him again.
Let me just tell you something. It didn't work for Garth Brooks. It's not going to work for you.
I hope that they were like, what? Keith, what's your alter ego's name? And he's like,
Heath Dart.
Heath Dart.
It's got to be Heath.
It's got to be Heath, Heath Dart.
Be Heath Dart. The bon vivant. That was Heath Dart.
He went, after he bailed
he
wears, on.
He wears a scarf.
Yeah, wears a scarf. That's it. That's all he does. Just a scarf. Yeah.
He's committed to the K, maybe. So he's like, Kaisenberg? Yeah. Dart's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Enter Christopher Dart with a K.
And by the way, I would never not call him Chris Dart. No. If there's another brother and there's another K as a Jew, I'm leaving. That's when it goes to three, I walk out. Ken Dart.
What if it goes? What if there's a fourth? Would you come back?
Yeah, I'll come back on a fourth. Because as a son, you always come back. Yeah.
Keith Dart is also serving 5 years on probation for his involvement in the thefts. He said he helped his brother so that his brother would think he was cool. I'm joking. I made that up.
That's great.
It's just a family that wants approval.
How great would that be? He's like, look, Your Honor, if trying to connect with your brother who's trying to connect with his son by stealing cars is wrong.
And the son was only doing the meth because he wanted his dad's approval.
It's a vicious Wisconsin cycle.
Fucking cheese.
Like, my dad's out stealing cars. I got to impress him and start doing the meth.
Ran, you are dangerously close to me. Have you looked at any of these fun questions that I have here?
No.
All right, you're on a scout's honor system right now.
Okay. Are any of the scouts?
Yeah, I dropped the boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, scouts.
I was at Weeblos, so right around the time you needed a dad's help, I got out. So... I remember my Pinewood Derby just slid down the... There was no wheels. I had no clue what to do. They were like, oh, and the brick came in last.
Huh.
It's not a sledding competition,
Dan. It was for me.
No. Okay.
I don't even think I took... It was just a rectangle box. I didn't even take it out. I just...
I do think...
And that came in last.
Yeah. Did you guys do Pinewood Derby?
No, we didn't do it.
Did anybody here do Pinewood Derby?
All right, we got some people.
Midwest as fuck. Okay, so
this is a great room.
I do think with all the issues of like child molestation that the Boy Scouts had to go through, Weeblo is an unfortunate name.
Yeah, that's a horrible name.
Even before anything became public, we're all like, no, that's not.
That shouldn't be. They're in the forest. He's wearing a tiny scarf.
We what?
Weeblo? No.
No.
Did you get your rim shot ribbon yet?
No, it's all right.
It's not a ribbon.
All right, fine.
It's a badge. At Sklar Brothers.
At Sklar Brothers.
Send it all to.
The best thing about a Dumb People Town Hall, I don't have to say it.
Dave just said it's a badge. Okay, it's not a ribbon. All right.
The two men were arrested in October 2016 in a hotel room in Bellevue where officers found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and methamphetamine. He is trying to connect with his kid.
That's it.
So hard.
And his kid wasn't there?
No.
The meth was just in hopes that his son would arrive? Or maybe as a bait?
Set the table for the guest you want, not the guest you have.
That's right. Hey. So they left a trail of meth crumbs.
Yeah. The two stole cars from dealerships and repair shop lots in Green Bay. Here, this is where I'll say it wrong. Ashwaubenon.
Ashwaubenon. You know.
Don't be proud of yourselves for knowing how to say it.
It's a town in Israel.
By the way, when the Ashwaubenon came into Oregon and set up that whole thing,
Wild Country.
This is some fucked up shit.
And then,
Ashwaubenon Sheila. She was. Okay. That's a real character.
And the last town, Howard. I love how Wisconsin's like, hey, let's get real fucking creative with Fond du Lac, and then the next one we'll just do Appleton. Christopher Dart drove Keith Dart to areas where the thefts occurred and then would pick him up later.
How many F's in Christopher?
How many do you think?
I'm going two. Double F.
Two.
None.
None. Okay, it went PH?
PH.
Fuck them.
Authorities estimate.
Fuck you, man. PHUCK.
Authorities estimate Keith Dart stole
how many vehicles?
Oh,
now,
this is good.
Okay.
You are the guest. Crazy.
You are our guest. You can go first. You can go Tig, which is number two, or you can go third.
What is this? What is
how
second?
Many cars do you think
what Keith Dart...
Tig Notaro went in the second spot. Yeah. Okay. So you can go second between us, first or third?
I will go first.
Okay. How many cars do you think Keith Dart stole for his son's love?
A cool half dozen.
Wow. Six.
Jeez.
Jason or Randy Sklar?
I was going to say three. I think it's only three cars.
Okay.
I think he stole 10 cars.
10 cars.
Wow. Because after the first three, you're like, he's not coming. We got to step this up.
Yeah. Okay.
Then three more.
Okay.
And then just four just for fun.
Now.
The last four were just for him.
Townies, this is why town halls are so much fun. I want three people to help me guess. Get your hands in the air if you want to guess. Hold on. Miss right there with your hand over the air. You would first tell me your name. Kristen, and you say how many?
Four.
Kristen says four. Okay, let's give me another one. Did somebody over here have their name? Hold on. Yes, miss, go.
15. Jesus.
Wow.
Okay. That's like all every right, car in that dump town.
We got
town.
More. If I don't get you, I'll go back. Okay, right here in the front with the beautiful shirt. What's your name?
Katie.
Katie?
Two.
They didn't even notice.
Okay. Second one, they got caught.
The first one, they were driving. They're like, wait, this isn't our car.
I guess we'll just take it.
So let's review. Dave, you say?
Six.
Jason?
Three.
Okay.
Ten.
And then we're back
to... Four, two, and 15.
I'm interested in your guess.
Oh, he knows.
Dan knows.
It's dead on.
Dan knows. One of us here is exactly right, and it will be Dan.
Yeah. Authorities estimate that Keith Dart...
They're estimating.
Right.
Estimating, because there's cars that have been stolen and unaccounted right. for. We can't be certain he stole
What, do you want us to fingerprint it?
and he was too high to actually remember. He would have told them.
Right. Yeah.
Willingly told them.
He would have told them because he wanted the cops to think he was cool.
Right. He needs a number to impress his kid.
Keith Dart. Police estimate that Keith Dart, along with the aid of his brother to impress his son. We're not even done with the story. The amount of cars he stole is estimated at 13.
Oh! Yes!
Wow.
You win.
Wow. 13 cars.
It is so exciting every time.
He's impressed me. Do you think maybe I'm his kid, because that is really impressive, and I'm so fucked up on Crystal right now.
Do you think that, like, Chris Dart, like, around car, like, 7, 8, or 9, was like, Keith, it ain't working, man. He ain't coming back, dude.
Step it up.
Dude,
I've given up on so much of my life, including that boy. I'm not giving up on stealing cars.
13 cars.
13 cars is like the...
cars.
That's like as many...
Where do you put them?
Do you put them?
Well, here we go. In all cases...
I think you should donate them to 1-877-CARS.
Oh!
Cars for kids.
Oh, no!
Do you guys know what that is? It's K-A-R-S. Cars for kids.
Sorry. Yeah, at Sklar Brothers, be like, why would you bring negativity into the world? Fuck those kids. Not all kids, just those kids.
But this is actually 1-877 cars for kid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for his kid. This is kid.
And the K has never been more appropriate.
Exactly.
In all cases, this shows you the level. He really just wanted to impress his kid. He did not give a shit about the car. This is the next sentence. In all cases, they abandoned the vehicles undamaged in easy to find locations.
It was like a ride share.
Notches on a bedpost.
Yeah, yes.
It's just
for the love of the game. That's the only.
There are 13 people in Green Bay who are like, where did I park this thing?
And in Green Bay, like, what is an easy to find location? I imagine it's every Ponderosa parking lot.
It's like they go out to find their car and it's like, oh, I thought I... it's right there.
Yeah. Well, we...
Honey, when did I park it over there?
We found car.
I'm sure I parked it right... Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's right there. I've never parked it that far back down the driveway.
Is this Debbie Gustafson?
Yes.
We found your car. Where is it? It's at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Wisconsin Dells. All right. Tommy Bartlett's Robot World for the win. Here we go.
Tommy Bartlett's.
For the listener at home, these are deep geographical cuts. Keith Dart's lawyer, Chris Froelich.
Yeah.
K or C, K or C.
This is all-time dumb people town defense lawyer stuff. He told Zukowski Friday, just Friday, that his client, quote, left his brain at the door.
I want him to be a southern, fat, sweating, bolo tie. Your Honor. My name is Chris Froelich, and you will address me as such. What is my client, Your Honor. Can we please get some air conditioning on in here?
You got to go rhetorical.
This is Green Bay in February. It's very hot in here.
I did not make the journey from Paducah, Kentucky.
He also does a ton of rhetorical, like, Your Honor, let me ask you, where's your brain right now?
My client simply checked his at the door.
That is sure is beautiful. You got
I would
that
like
right.
to introduce Exhibit 1, the claim check.
I would like to introduce it into evidence.
He left his, quote, left his brain at the door and acted like an 18-year-old, not an older man, by indulging in joyriding in stolen cars.
And we all know that at 18, that's all legal.
Yeah, right.
That's all legal. So I was acting like an 18-year-old, and it's legal for
when you're that age, meth and stealing cars, that's fine.
Then he said, quote, this is Keith.
Nice
according to Keith Dart, that's wrong.
Queef Dart is his porn name.
Yeah.
Well, he is like Queef Dart because he just comes and goes. So,
quote, this is what he told the judge. Quote, I know what it feels like to have something taken from you that you worked hard for. It's not a good feeling. Like, that's not a defense.
No.
He apologized for the inconvenience, for inconveniencing the vehicle owners and law enforcement. First off, real sorry.
Hope that's good enough for you guys.
Not real sorry for breaking the law.
No.
Just for your inconvenience.
Of course. He just starts lashing out. I don't know why you're sentencing me. I didn't get my boy back. All right, we're going to get out of here on this. How old is Keith Dart?
Is Keith Keith? Keith or
it's
Keith.
Keith. It's Keith.
Keith or Chris? Do we know Chris's age either?
We do. Okay. So, Dave Pasquazi, do you want to go first? Tig, quiet in the peanut galleries.
Or
I love
third.
It. People are like,
you get to guess first, second, or third. Well, who do? What do you want?
I'll go
guys,
last.
Last.
Go last.
Okay. Jay, go ahead. Keith Dart, he's got a 16-year-old son, so he's 29. No.
I'll allow it.
I'm gonna say 34. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
34.
All right, Randy.
Keith Dart is, he's 43 years old, which by the way, is 3 years younger than us.
Okay, Dave?
50.
Ooh. 50 years old.
He's an older dad. All right, so we need three.
Okay, all right, we need three. The right here in the gray hat. Say your name and tell me your number.
Nick?
Yes? Nick?
I'm going 44.
44 years old.
Randy
okay,
off.
44 years old. All the way in the back. The young lady right back here. Yes?
I'm Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
My guess is
38.
38 years old. Okay, somebody else. The gentleman all the way back here.
Corey, 47.
47. All right.
No one guessed like 62. You know?
Yeah.
Could be an old dad. Right. I don't know.
There's a lot of mistake babies in Wisconsin.
God, it's crazy how much I want to win right now.
I know. You want to win
you
so bad.
Win Dave,
so
every bad. Time someone's on the show, even these people have guessed, you feel a fire in you. Yeah.
And if I'm not right, I'm not going to believe you.
Keith Dart. All he wants is that sun, love, and now probably wants meth too.
And also freedom.
Freedom.
Yes, yeah. Freedom. He's real sorry about what he did, understands what it's like to lose something. Uh-huh. Get your answers in at home. If you're playing along wherever you are, we wish you were here in person, but you're not. Here we go. Keith Dart is 45 years old.
Oh! 44.
Wow.
You know what? Joe, my man on the tech, let's go to that picture of Keith Dart.
His
Michael Stipe.
Right, exactly.
Guys,
his head is shaped like a dart.
You're right. When you see this on the Facebook page or you're looking at it live, you are right. Keith Dart is Mac's dad from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. 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 I think he looks like Michael Stipe. Do you say Michael Stipe?
Michael Stipe. Okay. Now, if we could regain the room and pretend we're doing a professional show for a second. Would you like to play How Old Is Chris Dart?
Yeah.
How old?
Brother.
Is the brother.
I'll play.
Okay, yeah. Dave, would you like to go first, Tig, or third?
I'm going now.
Okay.
He's 47?
That guy is 45. His 45? Younger brother is Keith Dart.
His younger brother is 41.
Okay, 41. Okay. Jason?
I just want the world to know that that guy is 1 year younger than me and Randy. That guy. Either we have not lived hard enough, or that guy has lived way too hard.
That guy's like, if that guy's in a lineup, you're just like, oh, him.
Yeah.
Can we also say by looking at it, two things. One, he committed to the thug life.
Yeah.
Two, his expression says, did you take it?
Yeah.
Randy?
Randy.
Did you guess, Jay?
I haven't guessed yet. You said what, 41?
41, what do you think?
I'm going to say 37.
37.
I'm going to say 39.
39. Okay, give me three people really quick. Who wants to guess? Yes, right there.
23.
And say your name?
Kristen.
What is it?
Kristen.
Kristen says 23. Yes, the gentleman right here in the glasses. David?
David,
32.
32.
Okay, give me one more right here by the bar. What is it?
38.
What's your name? Nicole.
Is one of us right? Damn it.
No. Christopher Dart, who just wanted his brother to think he was cool by helping him steal cars and move them across the street. Get your answers in. Is 34 years old.
Oh! Right there, 32. Nice. Jeez Louise.
That's our first story. Wait, let's go to the picture.
Oh! That guy looks like the accomplice to every crime that has been committed for the last century.
This guy looks like his head was sewn onto not his body.
So easily manipulated.
Guys, I love how much you're reacting, but there are people who are going to try to listen to this episode at some point. So let's help them out by telling them this guy definitely died in season one of Sons of Anarchy.
This guy drinks 4 Mountain Dews a day.
This guy hasn't had more than 3 hours of sleep in 6 years.
Yeah. This guy starts every day by asking his current girlfriend, where's my spitter?
This is the guy who appears when you say Beetlejuice twice.
That's great. All right, that's story one, guys.
Story one! We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town, live from Chicago.
At the North Bar.
The North Bar. Dave is our guest. What live shows are you doing in town? I'm asking you just...
Not doing any... No.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to do a show with Ike Riley.
Oh, that's sweet.
At the end of the month over at Old Town School.
Look at that. All right, nice. So go see him. Chicagoans, go see him for that. And can you say anything? Is Veep is...
Looks like it goes back into production in August.
Okay.
That's great.
Awesome fingers. Love it. Love you on it. So good.
And you have had a long history doing improv and whatnot here in Chicago. You were in Second City. And did you perform in the main... I.O.? Did you perform on the main stage of Second City?
I did.
You did. I was there
in the previous century.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Back in the old 1900s.
Took a horse to Old Town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I was a lamplighter during the day.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? That's
right. A lamplighter.
Yeah, not very busy as a lamplighter during the day.
But you were there in the late 80s.
Late 80s,
yeah. Late 80s.
Oh, I thought you meant back in the day. You literally meant during the day.
During the day, oh, okay. Yeah. During the day.
During the
day. My day job.
Oh, okay.
Lamplighter. Lamplighter.
The energy at that place in the 80s, Del Close still around. Around, kind of unbelievable.
It was pretty. We had a great time.
It was really Farley in your review.
He was. He was in. Yeah,
can I ask you just as I cried as a when I found out he passed away. So this is a big question for me. I'm so lucky I get to ask you. The stories of like when he hit the stage, that it was just like this undeniable like energy of just like comedy. What for you, like playing with him on Second City? What was that like?
Oh Jesus! Here he comes again.
Really.
Now, nobody's going to pay any attention to anything you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, no, he was great. He was a weird, different force that just shows up. He was great.
They said, like, somebody told me once it was hard to put him anything that wasn't the focus of the sketch because it would just, he just like drew, he was supposed to just hand the tray or like whatever, but it would just kill or people would like watch him walk around.
Yep.
I wish we still could.
Way to bring the room up, Dan.
Yeah.
What was the name of your first review? Do you remember?
The Gods Must Be Lazy.
Phenomenal. Nice.
At Sklar Brothers.
I did that little play on words.
I love those Second City reviews.
Phenomenal.
Taming of the Flu. That was there when I was there.
We talked about like when growing up in St. Louis, we would drive up to Chicago to see Second City. I think we saw the review that was like right before you were there. Richard Kine was in that. But for us, it was like the end all be all to just go up there, and still is amazing. Do you get back there and play with them at all? Or no?
I haven't been in a while. I mean, because I live so far.
You live in Old Town.
Yeah. No, I haven't been. It was the best time though. Being there was just absolute blast.
Nice, love it. Well, we love that we have you here.
Thank you
for one more story, and then we will get to your stories. Dan, you got one?
Yes. Here we go. This was sent in by Steve's Hair Bear. I think he means his dog because he has a dog emoticon after that. At Scotty, IMP. Scotty Imp. Scottiem.
All right.
Residents in an upscale Denver neighborhood are banding together in a bid to get some relief from the organized sex parties regularly held in one of the ritzy homes that has been dubbed Thunderstorm Play Palace. Guys, Dumb People Town's got some new residents. And it's the Thunderstorm Play Palace.
Well, I love... Thunderstorm is kind of ominous.
Right.
Play Palace is where you book your six-year-old's birthday party. We're going to the Play Palace.
Thunderstorm Play Palace is like what someone could call their own asshole. Am I right?
Could.
Or like, it's got all of it.
Or the guy who didn't play any instruments in Funkadelic. Thunderstorm Play Palace.
Neighbors in the Meadows in Castle Rock. I mean, it's like double pretension.
The Meadows.
The Meadows in Castle Rock.
It's like the gated community within the gated community. Yeah.
Well, people in this community say people from all walks of life are filtering in and out of the home. Like, there's like a...
No, that's white people trying to say people of color are in my
name. Yeah. Oh,
really? In my gated... All walks of life!
Oh, I was hoping it was like a train conductor... And then like a coal miner, and then like a toll booth worker.
From every corner of society.
Yes. They're filtering in and out of the home, which, according to a purported invitation, asked them to bring their own condoms and be respectful of the, quote, new furniture.
So it's not new, Dave?
I don't know. Guys, can you please be cool about the new furniture?
What's more
underwear for me?
What's more respectful than a thunderstorm?
All right, if we could try to hit the slide to go to the picture of the house. The thunderstorm play palace.
That house looks awful.
Like it, I swear to God, if you told me that like Charles Barkley lived there, I'd be like, yeah, okay. All right, I buy that. Jesus.
But according to police, the organizer, who is described by Fox 31 Denver, the Fox, I don't know.
This house is a metaphor for the guy who owns it. Like, it's big because it's compensating for a small front lawn.
Right.
I mean, we're going to have sex parties. It's right. Going to be great.
And in order to feel better about his front lawn, he asks as many people with their own front lawns to come and make him feel better about his front lawn.
But be careful of the landscaping.
Right.
According to police, guys.
And you can water my front lawn if you want to. You can just come and do whatever you want to do.
I just like to watch.
I actually do just mean water my front lawn.
Yeah, no, that wasn't sexual.
Because that'll ruin the grass.
According to police, the organizer, who's described as being a father and husband, isn't breaking any rules. So police are like, tough titty.
Yeah. Oh, people are having fun parties and you're not invited? Fuck off. That's what the cop said.
One neighbor who declined to provide her full identity, we always love when they do this. Hit the next slide for me, my friend. She doesn't want her full identity, so she'll just appear on camera.
Get me from a low angle so it looks like I have four chins in the shadow of the sun.
Do you live in this community? Yeah. And you know everybody around here? Uh-huh. Can we get your name? Oh, hell no.
No. Can we take your picture?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Just as long as people don't know who I am.
What's on the lens?
Good call.
It's a little thunderstorm. A little thunderstorm residue. Someone drizzled on the lens.
She said that she received a copy of the party invitation from an anonymous person who was concerned about the events. I hope that means she was invited to this party.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, I got it. I got it. I didn't sign up. I got it from somebody. Why would I sign up for their mailing list? I got it from somebody else. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say their name or my name, but you got me in the shot, right?
That's a 4-page invitation, isn't it?
Oh.
It's pretty elaborate.
A palace.
Yeah, there are a lot of do's and don'ts on that thing.
Page 3.
Wherein?
Page 3 specifically deals with the break front.
Yeah.
And new furniture.
New furniture.
It's all about the brand new.
Quote unquote new furniture.
It shows that 400 people were invited to the Thunderstorm Play Palace. I'm going to ask you guys, how many RSVP'd as yes? Dave, do you want to guess how many people RSVP'd out of the 400 as they would be there?
I'm
going to
say 78.
78.
Okay. Jason or Randy?
I'm going to say 140. I know.
I'm going to say 210.
Now, every time, I love this town. This is when you all talk. You're still doing it. We're trying to play a game for you, and you're playing a game with your neighbor. Shh.
Don't go down there.
Enjoy
it. Don't go hit it.
Dan's going to come hit someone just to impress his 16-year-old son.
I mean...
Well, he does enjoy that thug life.
I do. And my stop it? My stop it is strong.
Stop
it.
Hey.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, I told you.
Dave just...
I'm getting my boy back. Now. Randy, did you guess?
I said 210. And I'm really worried about what's on that lens.
I said 140, and you said 78.
Okay, all right. Let me get three guesses. Gentlemen, right there, straight across from me. Say your name. Darius.
Eight people.
Worse.
Right here. We're going to go both in the front row. Cindy?
13.
13?
Hillary, 69. 69.
Hillary! Guys, that's our show.
Blackout.
Let me tell you something. I'm just going to say this. If this Hillary ran, she would have won. Because she nailed it.
That's probably true.
My vote.
She got my vote.
She got my vote.
Mine too.
I'm with her.
We are stronger when we are together in a weird configuration.
The amount of people who RSVP'd as yes to the Thunderstorm Play Palace is 87.
Oh!
You.
Nice!
Dave,
a reversal of your numbers.
This is the neighbor whose name we don't have. Quote, I think it's disgusting. The invitation references the Thunderstorm Play Palace and boasts a 7,500 square foot dwelling with every amenity. And you know these are going to be good.
Yeah.
Including alcohol, food.
Okay.
Complete with a vegetarian menu.
Son of a bitch.
Pulled pork tacos.
Because you
pulled
know.
Pork tacos.
That could be a sexual euphemism.
What do you want at any good sex party? Well, they list it here. A chocolate fountain.
Oh.
Which is also a move that is on the do's and don'ts list.
Which is why so many people be fucking at a Golden Corral.
If we can hit to the next slide, we have a picture of...
the fountain, I'm hoping.
Look at that beautiful playpen area room.
Oh, my God.
They wanted to highlight, this is one of the community rooms. I'll mention in a second. Go to the next slide for me.
Tons of nipple wax.
Guys, here's what's in the room. Two private playrooms, one large open playroom, one semi-private theater play, I hope it says...
House.
Four large areas for mingling, six bathrooms with show. I don't know what is being
what
shown.
What do they show?
With shower.
Which shower?
Which shower?
Which shower? It should be with.
You can shower with witches.
Whole home audio.
This...
a patio heater.
Guys,
nothing more sexually deviant than the patio heater.
Come on, let me heat this patio.
What is this, the bunny ranch? I mean, come on, guys.
I'm going to go heat this patio up, and then I'm going to heat you up.
Right. Let's go to the next slide. We also get to see some other items of food that you can get there. Green chili pulled pork tacos. Guys, hold on, I'm reading it.
Who is Ruby?
Ruby's famous queso.
We're going to need those six bathrooms.
Hot ham and cheese sliders. Another move on the do's and don'ts list. Several snacks and sides options.
Okay.
And you guys, come on, quit throwing coins in that fucking fountain.
I know.
We gotta clean it every time.
That's for eating.
I know you wish, you made a wish.
Just ask, good. Don't wish, just ask. They're gonna do it.
Right. That's what this party's all
That's
about.
That's what the six bathrooms, which showers are for.
The invite also says, according to the station, that donations of $70 for couples and single men and $20 for women are taken at the door.
Oh.
Now, pretty reasonable. Now,
yeah. but way
so
I
much
count
less
that,
for women.
But the way I count that is women don't pay at all. Because if it's a couple, the right. guy's paying his $70. And if the guy's on his own, he's paying his $70.
Right.
Ladies,
but women
ladies
on
getting
own
a free ride.
Yeah.
Now,
ladies getting a free ride.
For too long in America.
Yeah, man. Gentlemen, we gonna stand? How long are we going to stand for this, man? Today's the day we say no more!
Dave.
Today,
Dave.
Now, guys, there's another wrinkle in this cost that they don't mention here, but there was a picture that really, hopefully someone in this room in an orderly fashion can help me figure out. So let's hit the next slide here for me, please. What is a Pegasus? It must be a man?
That is
if a unicorn's a woman?
No, unicorn is when you put a dildo on your forehead.
It says couple $70, unicorns $20, Pegasus with double asterisks $70. Now, I understand if someone in this room knows what a Pegasus is, they will also be outing a major quality of their own.
What is a Pegasus?
Oh, don't look at him.
Nobody knows.
He doesn't.
You know after if someone's a Pegasus.
We derailed.
Pegasus was, of course, the winged horse from Greek mythology that was flown not by Perseus, but by Bellerophon. Common mistake.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they meant here.
Well, Zeus liked to call his cloud the thunderstorm playfellow.
The woman who kind of wanted to be identified said, quote, some of the people coming in and out are so old, they struggled walking up the stairs.
That pulled pork is going to wreak havoc. They're actually just coming for the food.
Yeah. $70, all you can eat with a chocolate fountain?
That's funny that the party starts at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's when they want to eat.
Linda.
You guys carry on. I'm just going to stay in the garage. There's a 2-car garage and a 1-car garage.
She adds that attendees even brought their own festive refreshments. Quote, one person had 4 crock pots showing up like they were going to a bunko party or something. What's bunko?
I just learned this. Bunko is an actual card game.
Okay.
But I know it as a bunko squad, right?
I don't know that either.
Bunko Squad was a group of cops. It was they'd bust gambling.
Oh.
So it's a bunko party.
That's what it looked like. I guess you have to play bunko with a minimum 4 crockpots.
Okay,
I don't know.
That's how you bet.
It's a group of women who get together and play dice
games. Cool. I gotta ask you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, for free.
Yeah.
For free.
Those women aren't getting charged.
I just love when people are like, I'm going to say it.
I appreciate it.
They don't know. I can't tell them later. Dave, you don't tell me what to do. I tell me what to do.
Do not yell out. Do not yell out.
Okay. No, I'm not going to.
Do not yell out on a live show.
Okay. Don't yell out.
Don't do it.
Okay.
If you do it, you're walking home.
You're next to me. Will you hold my beer? I've got to say
something. No, don't you say it. Don't hold her beer for her.
Okay. The party organizer does not want to reveal his identity, but said he's the victim in this controversy. Let's go to that picture of him. It's just his hand.
That's like the symbol of the United Way.
Those are the hands of someone who is very, very guilty.
And on chemo.
Too soon? Was it too soon for the sex party guy you all know and love?
I love that you can see just a corner of his smoking jacket.
And his bulge.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he's blocking?
Quote, there was significant harassment so far I've received from the neighbors. Not a fan of making a good sentence.
That's like a wart, isn't it? On the back of his hand there?
Trust me, I've been tested, bro. I'm good. So. Yeah.
No, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get any of it.
No, I mean, I see a wart. There's an open sore.
No, you're not going to get it. Don't worry about that.
That's probably not a good
sign. Look away. Don't look at that. You're all right.
Keep that hand away.
Hey, don't look at that. You're all right.
That's been there since Reagan, man. Don't worry.
I'm pretty sure you can catch that.
No. The only thing you're going to catch is feelings. Now get over here.
Okay.
Let's heat up my patio.
You wore me down.
Here's the thing. This is a guy who's definitely used the phrase, it's been dormant for a while.
Quote, he said neighbors tried to block his driveway with trash cans.
This is like rich people like fighting. This is like rich people neighborship.
It's a solid passive aggressive.
So, but we saw the driveway, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They can still park on the street.
Plenty of street parking.
Yeah. That's part of the sales pitch.
Oh, that's
pitch.
Yeah. That's,
plenty of street parking.
That's page 4.
on the invite.
He said neighbors tried to block his driveway with trash cans and a guest's car was keyed, resulting in expensive damage. That was keyed before you got there.
Yeah.
The party organizer, who is a father and husband, said he understands his neighbor's concerns and has made efforts to conceal anything that might be offensive. Quote, there are no open areas you can see outside to have children or anyone see what they don't want to see.
Yeah, what about what they want to see? My kids would want to see this.
There are peepholes for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's a father and a husband. He just wants to impress his kid. Chris Camp, people fucking in every room in the house. Does that make me a cool dad? I think it does. I think that makes me a pretty fucking cool dad.
What about your old naughty hand man now?
I just love people who answer their own rhetorical questions. I mean, is it right for me to be mad? I think it does. I'm mad right now. I'm going to read in the next sentence. It gets real weird at the end. He also said he has installed soundproofing in the home with close attention paid to the basement windows.
Whoa! All right.
Stay sexy. Don't get murdered.
That's right. Shout out.
Shout
out to my favorite murder.
Anyone who has made adjustments to their basement in a soundproofing way is not a house you want to be in.
Never. Every house you enter, you should be heard if you scream.
Yes. I don't care if it's Danny Serafin from Chicago, and he's like, that's where I keep my drums. I'm not going in that fucking basement.
Nope. No, I don't need to see it.
Yeah, the basements are pretty soundproof already. I mean, they're surrounded by concrete and earth.
Yeah, flat earth.
No, he's trying to soundproof the one window to the basement where a scream might leak out.
I'm going to tell you right now, okay? The thing on my hand is not contagious, and I played close attention to them basement windows.
Are you sure?
For the listener at home, I winked.
So I can scream as loud as I want and nobody will hear me?
You're gonna.
Are you sure nobody will hear me? Because I scream pretty loud, and it's real convincing.
No, well, we've soundproofed it.
Do I scream pretty loud? I think I do.
Wait, is there another bump on your hand now? Another bump.
That one was there. You just didn't notice, so we didn't talk about it.
That'll make me scream even louder.
Now get over here and heat up my patio.
The neighbor said this before she walked away, which will also end our time at the thunderstruck storm palace. Also, doesn't it sound like the most badass place in Game of Thrones?
Ever.
You quote, one resident that wasn't enough for, she said, quote, you can hear what people are doing when they're doing it.
Soundproof my ass, motherfucker.
Soundproof my ass. That's story two, guys.
Story two! We'll be back. When we come back, your stories on Dumb People Town.
All right.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town, Chicago! Our guest is Dave Pasquese. We are the Sklar Brothers. And Dan Van Kirk is with us.
All right, we want to get to everybody. So if we move you along, it's only out of
love. Beautiful shirt.
Beautiful shirt.
Here we go.
You.
Say your name, Townie.
Emily.
Hi, Emily. Let's do it.
Hi. All right, the headline is, man stunned after attempting sex with car in Kansas.
Oh.
I like him now.
I like
Here's the deal. We have a choice here, because this story is going to be done tomorrow in Oklahoma.
So I would say, what should we do? One thing about it?
Yeah, let's just do the headline.
All right, just the headline. Let's just talk about the headline and speculate what we think. So,
okay, read it again.
Man stunned.
Man stunned after attempting sex with car in Kansas.
Do you think he's stunned that the car didn't love him back?
Yeah, I think so. There it is. Do you think he was just trying to impress his son? Look, I can fuck this car. Yo,
What if it was a Dodge Dart?
But also,
what if it was Heath Dart's other brother?
What if it was a Heath Dart?
If it's running, you're always good. Thank you so much.
That's a great one. Thank you.
So fucking the tailpipe?
I don't
guess it.
All right, we're going to try and riff off your headline. Give it to us.
Man angry over socks attacks two with sword in Hudson, deputies say.
That's all we need. What's your name, Tony?
I'm Mike.
All right, Mike. Man angry over socks attacks two with sword.
Look,
two humans? He attacks two humans or attacks two socks?
I slice right through those Bombas socks.
Oh, two against one, huh? Bring it, motherfucker.
Oh, you always come in pairs. Not anymore, bitch.
You're about to be red-toed, you son of a bitch.
Hudson, Florida.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
A Hudson man is behind bars after deputies say he attacked two people with a sword because he was angry over socks.
I love that this article starts with the headline twice.
That's right. Pasco deputies were called to a home on Lauderdale Street Tuesday afternoon for the incident. According to the arrest report, I'm going to hold back on the age.
Sure,
okay.
Brandon McCray.
Oh, Brandon!
Started arguing with people inside his home and accused several of them of stealing his socks.
Actual people?
The report states McCray threatened the people in the home, saying he would be back and they would be sorry.
Okay. All right, we know what happened next. Do you want to us to play Guess the AG?
Let's do Guess the AG.
Okay.
All right.
So, for Brandon.
Yeah.
He's living in a home with other people. I have read this story. I will not be guessing.
What do you got?
He went out and got a sword and came back.
Yep, over socks.
He figured a sword would be the best way to handle this. I'm saying 50.
Oh. I'm going to say 41.
I think this guy's young. I think this guy's 25.
It's a college situation, maybe.
Brandon McCray is 47.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Yeah, one last detail.
Deputies say McCray then left the home and returned with a ninja sword, which he used to injure two people.
That's nice.
And you know that they kept saying, put down the sword, and he kept saying, it's a ninja sword. Yeah. Thanks,
you
Mike.
You can't even
Thanks,
see. Mike.
Yeah, you don't even see me right now.
Meanwhile, you know, as the people were getting cut up, they're like, it got lost in the dryer.
Can I first say that you guys are really, really bad at pronouncing everything in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We know we're terrible.
That's
are you from Florida?
And you guys literally every time.
I'm not offended by it.
It's a terrible place.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's fine. Okay. So, man asked trooper to leave scene of crash so he could get more meth, FHP says.
Yep.
Wait, tell us your name, by the way. Before
Scott.
Scott, thank you.
Okay,
how many
Scott.
T's?
Scott, Scott, let me just ask you, are we pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Killing it.
All right, okay. What did Scott say? So, okay, Scott says, read the headline again.
Man asked trooper to leave scene of crash so he could get more meth, FHP
says.
Here's
the thing, did he ask the trooper to leave or ask if he could leave?
Either way, it's polite.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. Would you be cool if you just peaced out right now so I can go get more meth?
Or would it be cool if I just stepped off for a minute?
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
You're gonna be tied up with this for a while, right, man?
I know how paperwork
First
is.
First thing he
man.
Says to the cop, let me just ask you, officer. Of course, we'll get to the meth. I just wanna know, what's your relationship like with your son? Can you give us a sentence or two?
Yeah. A man was arrested Sunday after asking a Florida Highway Patrol trooper if he could run away from the scene of a crash, saying he could get the trooper more meth than he had found in his car.
Oh. That's a lot of meth, but what if I showed you what was behind car number two? Right.
You seem to get really excited when you found that little bit.
Right.
I love it, man.
Thank
That's
you,
beautiful.
Man.
Thank
That's
you.
Scott,
Scott
it.
Thank you. We'll do better. We'll do better. With our flirt.
How could you guys screw up those pronunciations so often?
I don't know.
Consistently.
It's Florida stuff.
It's
What's
Florida.
Your name, sir?
Dan.
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 he was my jacket.
Homeowner finds naked intruder in her tub eating Cheetos.
Oh. Homeowner finds naked intruder in her tub, the worst offense of all, eating Cheetos, which is going to put orange stuff in your tub.
Is that like when you get into the tub at somebody's house and you're like, I want to make this more comfortable?
I mean, I wouldn't do this at my house. You know what I love when I take a bath? Just a whole lot of Cheetos.
You know what I love?
I just let them float around and I pick up.
Putting my wet hands on chips that could rub stuff off on them.
Ain't nothing better.
And then I like bathing in the Cheeto dust. You know, getting a thin film of wet orange Cheeto dust all on my balls.
Greg, can you give us a little more?
Yeah. Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub eating Cheetos while taking a bath. A Monroe police affidavit says, I'll leave the age out, Evelyn Washington was arrested on burglary and property damage charges.
A lady.
A woman.
Mm-hmm. A lady got in for free.
That's solid.
I think we might have to walk off on that one.
Yeah.
Are we guessing her age? The age of the woman in the tub?
Yeah, you want to play?
All right, let's guess. Let's guess her age.
I think she's 71.
71. 71 from Randy Sklar. Dave?
24.
24.
36.
36. I'll go 38.
She is 29 years old.
Oh, Dave is getting so good at this. One more detail.
Closing out
those 20s.
Police found a tall ice chest under a broken window, and they leave you with, it's unclear if she has a lawyer.
Oh, no, I'm going to say she doesn't.
Yeah, Your Honor, my client here, yeah. checked her brain at the tub.
Hello, Tony. What's your name?
Hey, my name is Allie.
Hi,
Allie.
So my title is Florida Man, in quotes, practices his karate on swans at Lake Eola Park. Oh.
Florida Man Hold practices on. Karate. Is this another story we're doing?
No, I just never do stories where animals get hurt, but I would love it if...
Unfortunate. It definitely is, but funny nonetheless.
All right, let's hear one detail that doesn't get too gruesome.
No, I haven't read it.
Oh.
A Jacksonville man is accused of kicking swans at Orlando Park for karate practices. Multiple witnesses say that Rocco... attacking the swans, whatever, according to the Orlando Police Department. One witness says, oh.
All right, yeah, I don't know if we need to get it.
As hard as possible.
Yep. Do you see where it goes?
Yeah, it goes so bad so quickly. But here's the deal. Swans are dicks. Swans are dicks. It's okay. Swans
that
are dicks.
Honestly, that is.
That's part of Rocco's defense.
Swans are dicks, and most of them are white, so it's okay.
It does go on to say that goose and fucking swans are the worst.
All right.
Police arrived to the scene and arrested the guy.
All right, so he's arrested.
I mean, there is, yeah, it's fine.
I think that was probably his defense.
Oh, but they also searched for the swans that were attacked, but they couldn't find them.
So maybe the swans are somewhere else, like developing new
skills. Yeah, sure. Like my
skills.
Dog Heidi that went to the farm.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if the swans like developed like a whole sort of... I'm going to add Sklar Brothers myself here. Just get
and
it
the
out.
Swans move to totally and go after this guy is the crane.
That would be great. All right. Goodbye, Randy. Thank you. That was
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Fucking rock.
Good one.
Hello.
Hello, Micah.
Micah, welcome. All right, here we go. Last Townie story of the night.
The headline is Poop Smearing Passenger Prompts Plane to Land in Alaska.
Poop Smearing Passenger Prompts Plane to Land in Alaska.
Also, a sentence people say to warm up before a theater. Yeah.
By the way, what plane wasn't going to Alaska but then had to stop there? Where are you going where Alaska is what you're going through to get somewhere else?
The other thing about it is, like, you know, everyone at Southwest is like, thank God that's not fucking us. We didn't make that mistake. We were on a Southwest flight today, and everyone's like, we're not sitting by the window. That's what everyone said on the way in.
I sat right by
it. Too soon? Sorry.
No.
Thanks,
okay,
Dave.
So it starts.
Here we go. Micah has the floor.
Chicago, Illinois. The unsanitary behavior of single passenger forced a Chicago plane of travelers hoping to leave the bitter cold of Chicago to find themselves landing in Alaska Thursday after an unusual...
Honey, we're finally getting out of this weather.
And what? Nothing can stop us.
There's nothing that can stop us. Oh, we made it through the flight. We got our cocktail. We are already in warmer
weather. We are going to Hawaii.
Why are we banking?
An unusual crappy United flight.
Barbara. We didn't write it.
You didn't do it.
We didn't write
Airport
it.
Airport police in Anchorage said United Airline flight 895 from O'Hare to Hong Kong was diverted due to a topless passenger who was blamed for smearing feces in the cabin.
So it's a woman.
No.
If you're a dude and you're topless.
And I'm sure there was still a couple of guys on that plane to be like, I'd do her.
Why don't you come over to business class? I'll show you a good time. I get all my movies for free.
I guess it got their attention, said Lieutenant Joe Gamashi of Anchorage Airport Police and Fire Department. Ground crews in Alaska received word around 4:45 p.m. local time that a 22-year-old man defecated and made a mess in at least two of its bathrooms, Gamashi said.
Maybe he just really wanted to go to Alaska.
The passenger traveling on a Vietnamese passport was having some type of issue and also took off his shirt and stuffed it into one of the plane's
toilets. I'd say he was having some type of solution.
When the Boeing 777 landed at Ted Stevens International Airport around 6:30 p.m. local time, the shirtless smearer was greeted by
So, man, they call me Shirtless Smear. What are you guys up to?
I think that was a character in Infinity Wars.
Homeland Security and local police.
Well, say it again. I'm sorry, Micah.
I just said by the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and local police. By this point, the man was cooperative with flight attendants and was sitting in his assigned seat.
Okay. We're going to get out of here on that because I just want the image of him putting shit all over an airplane with his shirt off and then trying to tell anyone who would listen, I'm good. Guys, I'm good.
I'm good.
Micah.
What's the problem?
Just him pulling out the menu and is like, I'll have the snack bar.
I don't know what you guys are so hung up about. I'm done pooping.
Look.
Micah, we're going to close out on that. Unless you have one more thing. Do it.
One more thought.
Are you good? Let's just sit in this moment.
This one basically fell in the medical category, said Gamashi, who complained
about three flight attendants. So he wasn't even arrested. It was just a medical problem.
So
he was admitted to a psychiatric facility.
Oh, that's probably for the best.
He may have just been trying to mark his Yukon territory.
All right, he's Dan Van Kirk. I'm Jason Sklar. Randy Sklar. He's Dave Pasquini. This has been Dumb People Town. Thank you. It's a good show.